Yo, 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 welcome back to the Generation Next podcast. And I know it's been a while since we recorded an episode, but we're going to start recording more episodes here and there. And hopefully we're going to have some, hopefully we're going to bring in some special guests. I'm trying to work on a couple, but we'll be definitely bringing in some special guests for the podcast. So that should be... So look forward to that. But today, we're going to talk about the idea of content creation. And so a lot, and so some of our upcoming guests will be part of this content creation scene and will continue to build on it. So you aren't just hearing like the content creation scene part just on me, but you'll hear a couple other people's perspectives. But today, you'll just kind of hear my take and heart on kind of where we're going and everything like that. So, this idea of content creation is big in terms of, you know, kids today and what kids, strive to do. I mean, I think if you asked a poll of 100 kids, it'd probably be like maybe 25 out of 100, maybe more, but at least 25 out of 100 of the kids would say that they wanted to be a content creator of some kind. And like, don't get me wrong, dude, content creation is like a fun job because, I mean, really, like the idea of content creation is like out there. I mean, like there's so many opportunities to basically find your niche and build a community over almost anything that's anything possible. And, you know, and like the crazy thing is like, you know, people like Logan Paul, you know, Tim the Tap Man, Nick Merckx, all these people are probably in terms of your, in terms of the kids' generation. I mean, as an adult, you probably don't have to know who those people are, but in terms of your kids' generation, they're more popular than like someone like Michael Jordan was in your day, you know? And then to even think about this, like, you know, all the, you know, dance moves and stuff that, you know, or everything like that, or even like older songs that you used to know, like your kid knows that now because it's in games like Fortnite and stuff like that, which is just hilarious that, you know, something like that can bring the old, the kind of the old generation to the new generation. And so, but here's the thing is despite all that, there's not, I mean, I think like the, I feel like the content slash gaming community, the it's like the whole content creation and the gaming community is just so, I mean, so toxic, you know, and you know, like people kind of just say how it is, you know, people swear, you know, and stuff like that. And there's not a lot of like family friendly, you know, Christian streamers that are making a lot of big time content. You know, I mean, the crazy thing is I will tell you this, is like in the last couple months, it's pretty awesome to see, you know, like all these Christian content creators and stuff getting partners on Twitch and starting to build really huge communities, because it just shows that people are searching for something bigger than what's out there. Like, for instance, as I've said this before and will always say this, is like Tom Brady, who everybody probably looks at and says, oh man, that guy has everything. Has the money, has the rings, has the supermodel wife. But in an interview, he says that he's missing something in life that he doesn't know what it is, but he knows something's missing in his life. You know, and the crazy thing is, as content Christian, as content creators in the Christian realm, we have that one thing that Tom Brady's looking for. And so basically, you know, like basically, I mean, I think so many content creators, Christian content creators, get stuck in this idea of like, okay, I'm going to stick to this one thing and I'm going to create it. We're going to be, you know, get Twitch partner like a lot of them have. But like, I want to strive to go bigger. because like my thing is like, look, if Tim Tebow can make a name for himself and, you know, still have, you know, this, you know, big time life and, you know, everybody still knows who he is and can be out there. You know, you have someone like Sadie Robinson, who's become like this huge influencer, you know, based off of a TV show that was on A&E, Duck Dynasty. You know, you have, you have the Maddie Puitt that was from The Bachelor, you know, that's out there, you know, giving positive vibes to people and using their platform. So basically what I want to do is I want to use my platform in content creation and do something that literally no other Christian content creators are. And like, I don't know how I'm going to get there, but the thing is I think it's important that, instead of us as content creators just doing everything the same, we're looking to doing something completely different. Like my ultimate goal is to be like a content creator for a big organization. Like I would love to be a content creator for FaZe or Complexity, but you know, if like someone like 100 Thieves or anyone else came calling, I would be interested in joining them. But to have the opportunity to bring a positive, family-friendly stream on that level, and then, you know, being able to introduce people to God is the ultimate goal. And like I just think, you know, and the one thing is like, I will say is that like I think I'm learning from something like the phase one contest. And if you don't know what it is, ask a kid, he'll probably know. But they're doing this contest, you know, of all these creators to join phase one. And if I've learned anything like about streaming and what the content, you know, what content creation looks like, is I think a lot of us get stuck in this idea of like, okay, that guy's doing something really good, I'm going to copy that guy and do exactly what the guy's doing. And some people that actually works, you know, because you may be really good at video games or, you know, whatever. So sometimes you copying like a streamer can work, but ultimately most of the time you're not going to grow because you're doing the same thing that everybody's doing. So like my biggest thing is like, I'm learning that in order to stand out, you have to basically, you can basically do the same thing that everybody's doing, but you got to add your own flair to it. Like I've started to add a bunch of new stuff to chat that like, you know, just different sound alerts and challenges and stuff like that, that I don't see a lot of people doing, you know, which is kind of cool. And then, you know, and then, like I said, I'm going to start doing some like probably in the next couple weeks or so, kind of doing some like IRL streams and what that looks like. And, you know, and just building different content that you normally see on like Twitch and YouTube, because like I said, ultimately you're building a brand. And, if you're building the same brand as everyone else, people are going to get bored. And so you need to build this brand of, you know, making content creation your own. And that's what I'm really starting to learn. And I will say this, speaking of that, is I think probably about 4 months ago, I was about ready to quit just content creation, streaming on Twitch and everything, because like I wasn't seeing growth. I was stuck. I had a decent amount of followers. I was at like 5 or 478, but I was stuck at like 478. Like I was literally stuck. And so I was like, this is dumb, I'm gonna quit or whatever. But the thing is I had this idea where it's like, no, I'm not gonna quit. And so like literally within, I think it's been like 2 months. But within 2 months, like I went from 478 followers to 460. So in like a little bit under 2 months, I've gained almost 100 followers, which is just beyond me. And then I went from like one or two viewers in chat to like an average of five or six, which is just so awesome that, you know, and it's not all me, but it's just like this idea of that. I think God is showing me, you know, to like strive, you know, for this. And, you know, he's gradually going to grow, you know, grow the channel as we continue to, you know, make content and build the stream, make the stream, you know, as our own and what that looks like. And so, like, if I give you any advice in terms of a young content creator, and, you know, because I know someone's going to be asking me, the one thing I will say is you can stream games, you can model yourself off of another creator, but the one thing you have to learn is you have to learn to make streaming your own and your content creation your own and put your own flair on it and what that looks like. Because when you start doing that, the more you become your own person, the more people will stay. And that's the one thing I just recently learned, which is why I think that my stream and stuff is starting to grow. And then, you know, and then just and so I think this, and like I said, I think the idea that like no other Christian has kind of stepped out of this comfort zone to get to this point of, you know, grinding for something to put their name out there in terms of streaming. I mean, look, we got, like I said, sports and everything. We have, you know, people that are Christian, like acting and stuff like that, you know, put themselves out there. But like, I don't think anyone's been had this like untouchable thing in terms of content creation. And so like, that's where I strive. That's where I'm striving to. That's where I'm striving to become is, you know, basically like striving to create the this opportunity for to be the person, I guess, for Christian streamers to kind of look for and say, you know, what did you do to get to the, you know, the point of being able to become a content creator for a big organization as a Christian, you know, on this platform. And so yeah, I think the awesome thing is like, is that I think we as content creators, I think you have to work hard. And the funny thing is I've realized is like content creation. And I will say this to a kid is content creation is not easy. Like you can't, I mean, the thing is it's like, you can't just stream like once a week and then expect to grow. You kind of have to have a set schedule throughout the week. You have to grow all your other, social media, all your other social media platforms and everything. And you'll grow on, you know, you'll grow on others as well. And so you basically grow everything together. And, that's the one advice that I would give you. And the other advice that I leave you with is, I'll say this again, but I'll leave you with this, is you need to make streaming your own. Like literally make streaming your own. You can take ideas from other people, but ultimately your streaming and your content is your own. And the more you own your streaming content and the more you're yourself, the more people will stay. And that's the one thing that I've learned. And that's the one thing that I've learned in the last couple months in terms of streaming and why I think I've seen a lot of growth. And like I said, I think, and the other thing I've learned just within the, I think I've learned it more within the last month, is you got to set yourself apart. Which is why, you know, I've kind of realized, it's like, okay, I'm going to start adding a couple more games, and, you know, I'm going to start doing some IRL streams and stuff like that, just because I want to set myself apart from all the other, you know, all the other streamers and content creators. And because I think it's important. And here's the next thing is, I will say this, is content creation is not for everybody. And like, I didn't actually even really think I was actually going to get into this. It kind of happened by accident. But just know that content creation is not for everybody. Because, like I said, it's not an easy thing to do. And because I recently had someone, you know, that, you know, like, for instance, like Twitch, to get affiliate, you know, to get 50 followers, and then you have to, you know, get 3 average viewers, you know, for within a 30-day period. Sometimes it's easier for people, but if you're not ready for it, it's going to be a tough road. And it's even harder to get partner, but I'm hoping that we get there someday, and I know we will. It's just a matter of time, potentially. But here's the thing, is if you're truly, honestly into it, you can grind for it, and you can grow. And I hope that some of you listening on here get bigger than me, because it would be awesome to see more Christian streamers on, you know, on the platform, on the big stage. And I hope there is more. So, I mean, yeah. So that's kind of just like the awesome thing about today, or about this this podcast today, is just wanted to enlighten you on this idea of, just wanted to enlighten you on this idea of content creation, and, you know, positive, friendly content creation, and what that looks like, and that, you know, we need more. And yeah, because I mean, I will say the Christian content, family friendly content creation, is starting to grow big time. But like I said, we need to learn how to kind of take this to the next level, and, you know, be a light. Like, for instance, I think the one cool thing is I don't know if a lot of you know, but her name is Ginny Smiles, and she's a Christian content creator on Twitch and everything. And she actually is in the Phase 1 contest. So she's right there. So she's right there at the tip top of what I want to do. And so, like, if she can do it, any of us can do it. So, yeah. And so, like, that's kind of the end for today. So more of a shorter podcast. Just wanted to talk to you about content creation and what that looks like. And kind of like where you'll see kind of myself going, and what, you know, what this podcast will look like. It's not going to be strictly just content creation, but you'll also see, I'll also have, like I said, a couple more special guests and stuff like that upcoming. Working on a couple right now, so I don't know exactly when we'll record them, but we will. And and then like I said, yeah, if you ever want to stop by in terms of my stream on Twitch. It's Asian Rice Cakes, but AZN Rice Cakes, one word. And then also put the link in the information, so it's there. But yeah, glad to be back recording a podcast. Generation Next, empowering the youth for the future, and hope that we can continue to empower the youth of the future and just give them tips and encouragement along the way. And also adults listening, just hope we can give you tips and encouragement along the way in terms of, you know, the trends and everything that, you know, kids are going through or need to learn, like in this culture. So thanks for listening, and we'll hope to see you all guys in the next episode. When hopefully we have a couple guests podcasters. So thanks for tuning in, and tune in for the next episode. So we'll catch you guys all later.